nine rounds, no speaker. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. Kevin McCarthy falling short again in the search for a new House speaker.
Despite the most number of ballots cast for speaker since the Civil War era, the House is no closer to electing a speaker than it was 3 days ago.
You see that Kevin McCarthy does not have the votes. You are understanding that he is not going to get there.
Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert is among a group of 20 conservatives who have opposed McCarthy, instead nominating and supporting alternative House Republicans. But McCarthy and his allies insist progress is being made and negotiations, they say, are continuing.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The suspect in the murders of four college students is being held without bail in Idaho.
Brian Koberger was arraigned in Lehigh County Court on burglary charges and four counts of first-degree murder in the killings of four University of Idaho students in Moscow in November for each murder count.
The maximum penalty for that offense, if you plead guilty or are found guilty, is death and/or imprisonment for life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Charging documents show Koberger allegedly left a knife sheath at the crime scene with his DNA.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Buffalo Bills returned to practice today for the first time since safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest, halting Buffalo's game Monday against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Being on that field, you lose sleep, you hurt for your brother. A lot of shared grief, but to the question before, getting updates and positive updates eases so much of that pain and that tension that you feel.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen, doctors noting that Hamlin is awake and communicating through writing in the ICU. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A farewell to Pope Benedict XVI in Vatican City.
Tens of thousands of Catholics said farewell to the Pope Emeritus. Any sense of sadness matched by more welcome emotions.
I feel so blessed. I can't contain my happiness because when this event happened, I'm here.
Maria from the Philippines attended the public viewing of Benedict's body on each of the 3 days.
I was just praying for him, for eternal repose with our Lord in heaven. And the moment we left the Basilica, my prayers were answered right there and then.
The warm mood signified by the applause which met the coffin's arrival and departure. Some proudly waved the flag of Bavaria, Benedict's home state in Germany. In Rome, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will have a new title soon, professor. Columbia University announcing the former Democratic presidential candidate will serve as a professor of practice at the School of International and Public Affairs. Clinton said in a statement she's looking forward to educating the next generation of U.S. and global policy leaders. Mortgage rates climbing higher this week.
For the second straight week, you'll be paying more for a mortgage, with long-term rates rising following 6 weeks of declines. The average on the benchmark 30-year rate inched up to 6.48%, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. A year ago, the average rate was 3.22%, less than half of the current average rate. At the same time, mortgage application activity sunk to a quarter-century low this week. Mortgage rates rose through most of 2022 as a result of the Federal Reserve's aggressive interest rate hikes to tame hot inflation. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Another Wall Street sell-off, the Dow dropping nearly 340 today, NASDAQ down 153, and the S&P losing nearly 45. I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.